This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Well, before we begin the message this week, just this word, we're beginning a brand new series from the book of Jeremiah in the Old Testament. A series that has to do with God's plan for your life. God's interested in your life, whether you know it or not, maybe more interested in your life than you are, than I am. We begin with the first message that was given actually at Bethany Church in Kettering, Ohio in July. I hope you listen all this week to our new series from the book of Jeremiah. David Sedaris is a man who's on the radio. He's a writer. He's a humorist. He's an essayist. He's a contributor to NPR. I hear him off and on NPR. But he's got a great sense of humor. And he was talking in one of his books recently about why his favorite restaurant is IHOP, International House of Pancakes. How many have been to an IHOP sometime in your life? And a reporter is interviewing him, doing a story on him. He said, David, I noticed that you really talk about IHOP. That's really important to you. Why do you like that restaurant more than any other? And he said, I'll tell you why. When I go to IHOP and I ask for a cup of coffee, they don't just pour me a cup of coffee. They put a cup on the table and a whole pot of coffee. And then they leave me alone. And he said, I love that. They put the coffee cup down and a pot of coffee, a whole pot, and then they leave me alone. And I thought about that over and over, why he said he loved IHOP restaurants, International House of Pancake, for that reason. And then it just dawned on me. I'm always looking for, you know, with a sermonic mind, I said, that's how people are with the Lord God Almighty. They want a God they can interact with occasionally, a God that they can ask for things, and he brings us, figuratively speaking, the pot of coffee, and then he leaves us alone. And in the minds of many men and women and young people, God, just leave me alone. I'm going to talk to you today from the book of Jeremiah in particular. I'm beginning a series, a new series for the radio, and it's starting it right here at Bethany Church from Jeremiah. And I'm going to talk to you today about the God who will not leave you alone. It's from Jeremiah 1, and then I'm going to look at a parallel passage in the book of Ephesians. But Jeremiah 1, beginning at verse 4 through 9, if we can bring that up. The word of the Lord came to me saying, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Isn't that an amazing statement? Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations. Ah, sovereign Lord, I said, I do not know how to speak. I am only a child. But the Lord said to me, do not say, I am only a child. You must go to everyone I send you to and say whatever I command you. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you and will rescue you, declares the Lord. Then the Lord reached out his hand and touched my mouth and said to me, this is interesting, now I have put my words in your mouth. You know the last time you used that phrase, you were challenging somebody? You say, don't you put words in my mouth, I didn't say that. Didn't you? We all have. And God takes responsibility to Jeremiah and says, I'll put words in your mouth. I'll give you things to say to people. He says it to you today. This passage to me doesn't sound like a God who wants to leave us alone. The God who said, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. We'll continue this message tomorrow on Cross Hope. That's crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.